If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Terry Ann Reynolds is the Health Systems Director for ALZ, and there's a new study out about dementia. And Terry, it shows that more of us are at risk than what we originally thought, right?
Yes, it does. Unfortunately, you know, these new findings published in Nature Medicine confirm what the Alzheimer's Association has been emphasizing for a long time regarding the risk and prevalence of Alzheimer's disease and other dementias.
So after age 55, tell me if this is right. After age 55, people have a 4 in 10 chance of eventually developing dementia if they live long enough.
That's what the study said, yes. And while various studies use different methods and different populations may have different results, all of them, including the Alzheimer's Association Facts and Figures Report, are pointing to increased risk and prevalence in the coming years and decades, especially in the elderly population. Mm-hmm.
So people just want to know, all right, how do we prevent it? And of course, they did address that in this study, right? Steps that we can take so we diminish our risk of dementia?
Right. So right now we have a broad positive recommendations about how to keep the brain healthy as we age. The Alzheimer's Association actually offers 10 healthy habits for your brain. A few include learn new things throughout your life, engage your brain, participate in regular physical activity, and get proper nutrition. Prioritize vegetables. You were just talking about beans, right?
Right.
And leaner meat, proteins, along with foods that are less processed and lower in fat. And also, you want to avoid head injuries. Protect your head. And then have a healthy heart and cardiovascular system. You know, a healthy body, healthy brain. Control your blood pressure. Avoid diabetes. Treat it if you have it. Manage your weight. And don't smoke.
Yeah. All the stuff that makes your heart healthy, too, right?
Right, exactly. What's really exciting, though, and if you don't mind if I share, the Alzheimer's Association is working to better define effective risk reduction. Like, what can we do to really, you know, be healthier and delay the onset of Alzheimer's? And so the Alzheimer's Association is actually leading the U.S. Pointer Study. It's a 2-year clinical trial to evaluate whether lifestyle interventions that simultaneously target many risk factors protect cognitive function in older adults who are at increased risk for cognitive decline. The U.S. Pointer Study is actually the first study to be conducted in a large representative group of Americans across the United States. And it's now fully enrolled, and we're really excited about this because our publications will be first reported at the 2025 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in July in Toronto. So with the aging population, the number of people with Alzheimer's or another dementia is really expected to grow dramatically in the coming years and decades. And the Alzheimer's Association really wants to make sure that we continue research, clinical efforts to halt Alzheimer's disease and other dementias that devastate both individual families and national economies.
Yeah, that's great. In this study, it popped out that the dementia risk after the age of 55 for women was 48%. For men, it was 35%. And I thought, wait a second, why do we get it? And it's simply because we live longer, and aging is one of those things you can't do much about but puts you at risk for dementia. And as you age, those numbers jump, don't they?
They do, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, there's an urgent need to address the global crisis of Alzheimer's disease and dementia in this country and globally. And actually, in the coming years, unfortunately, more people will become affected. The numbers in the study really duplicate what we report in the Alzheimer's Association Facts and Figures. And it's especially true for high-risk groups who often have been unrepresented in research, including Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, and women. And the urgency and high risk for these groups was confirmed in the new study, like you had said. And we find that as well in the Alzheimer's Association Facts and Figures Report.
Yeah, I saw that for people who survive common health threats until age 75, and may we all do that, the dementia risk then jumped to 20% by age 85 and jumps to 42% between the ages of 85 and 95. So almost, you know, certainly one in three, almost one in two, if you reach the ages of 85 and 95. And that's why we need everybody to pitch in and help, because I think that we can reverse some of this, not just with diet, but with research as well. I know I encourage people to sign up for the walk. And if people want information, tell them where they can find it.
Oh, of course. The Alzheimer's Association invites individuals, their loved ones, and caregivers to take advantage of our support groups. We have our ALZ.org website. It's a wealth of information. And I have to say, we also have our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week helpline that is at 1-800-272-3900. And you can call anytime if you have questions or concerns about your memory. We have licensed care counselors and social workers on staff on a regular basis. And we really want you to reach out to us if you have any concerns. And there's lots of things that can be causing memory loss changes. And dementia may or may not be one of them, so keep that in mind. But, you know, talk to your doctor and make sure you get a proper evaluation and a timely diagnosis. It can also provide peace of mind.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us and for what you do, Terri-Ann. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.